from the archives of staffannouncer.com. WBC. This is a Steve Cishon production.
Boston. Apache Flow. Tobin runs well while the lower deck is chilling. It's just chilling at this time.
You're far out, son.
Hey, I'm too cool for radio. I should go on to television.
Oh, they're squarer than we are.
There you go.
Yeah, what do you consider a hippie? Sally Jesse Raphael? Man, she's always chilling, man. She's too much, man.
Sally Jesse,
man. Oh, wow. Far out,
man. My husband loves my neighbor and my dog or something like that.
No, usually, very often she'll have a mother and a daughter yelling at each other.
That's true.
She doesn't let give me privacy in my own room. She comes in and she sticks her hand in my underwear and she feels my kick. You know, then they start yelling back. You can't understand either one of them because they're yelling at the same time.
And she was so fat, she ruined my wedding.
That's right, too. She insisted upon putting on a mini skirt. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm not here. That's strange. What's that? Well, so let's put on a bug each other. Well, what's the major problem of being an anchor person? It's like, I don't know, it's just, sometimes it's hard to read stuff, you know, especially when you don't write it. I'm sorry, I'm getting bitter again. See the way I am?
There you go.
Okay, you finished with your transfer?
Yeah, we're all done.
Oh, okay, you want to put your commercial on?
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Here's a closer walk with Patsy Cline. Don't miss Sandy Martin bring the queen of country music, Patsy Cline, alive on stage in a closer walk with Patsy Cline. Now playing at the Charles Playhouse through February 28th. Call 426-6912 today.
Closer walk with that Patsy Cline that we're talking about. They must have mentioned their name about 10 times. Anyway, what am I doing here? Okay. We'll just a little bit. We have an interesting panel, and it should be just a whole lot of fun. Thank you just so much. Okay, the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs skated to a 4-4 tie. And let's just run through the lottery numbers, then we'll play the game. The Massachusetts Daily, 8822. Megabucks in Massachusetts, 7, 12, 19, 22, 25, and 36. Prospect Daily, 953 and 0209. Tri-State Megabucks, 1, 12, 15, 23, 29, and 31. Rhode Island Daily, 301. Megabucks in Rhode Island, 15, 23, 25, and 34.
Read the down.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. And in just half a minute, I will introduce you to the members of the panel. WBC's Clark Rochester reminds you that landlords are required to heat your home to at least 68 degrees between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. and 64 degrees between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. State sanitary code and is effective September 15th. Or if the temperature is too low, contact your landlord and notify him of this. If this violation is still not corrected, call for action. 787-77. 787-77. Okay, here are the members of the panel. First, there is Bob in Boston. Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
And we have Mike, who is in Medford. Hi, Mike.
Hi,
Rob. Of course, the rules are quite simple. We just guess the ages of people born on this day, but we spice up the guessing with some really ribald, wondrous, provocative comments. if we can think of anything, and sometimes we can. Anyway, up in New York State, up in the... Orchard Pack.
Yeah, I'm Steve.
out in the Buffalo area, Steve. Nice to have you with us, big guy.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
And Sandra in Cleveland. She's in Canberra. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. Tony is here. Tony Medford, of course, our big time producer. Ribald humor. Ribald humor.
You don't even know what ribald means, do you? Because I'm not quite sure I do either.
I don't know, you just keep using it, so. I just use a word that kind of changes.
That's the last time I'll use it.
Ace traffic reporter.
is with us, and Bill will be playing the game with us, too. Nice to have you along with us, too, Bill.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Bill.
How you feeling, Tony?
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
I'm sorry, the flu or something. Tough bugger, you know, a tough old bugger, and I just come in anyway. And the idea of coming in is because there's a mean streak. I want to spread my germs.
Oh, you're just so darn nice.
I think so. I think the management will love that when half the staff is out the rest of the week on the germs. I think half the new staff is out this past week, but here I am taking up time when we could be playing it, using it a little so
what are you trying to say?
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I think it's affected your brain.
It's time to fill time.
Shut up, Norm.
It's better than dead air.
Okay. Irma Gombeck was born on February 24th, which was the major problem on February 21st. Irma Gombeck, written the number about 68. I see. Okay. Sandra?
I'd say 59.
59. And what do you think, Tony? 62. 62. Tony and Bill says...
The big 6'5".
The big 6'5". Okay, 6'5" is the closest. So you and Bob have that. She's actually 66 years old today, so that's very close. A lot of you were really quite close.
Quite close.
Oh, yeah. Barbara Jordan. Remember Barbara Jordan? She was a congresswoman from Texas, a teacher, former member of Congress, as I said, from Texas. Excellent speaker. You all know who I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
No? No? Oh, you want me to tell you how old she is, and then we'll move on to the next one?
The name, I think.
Okay, no, she's 56. 57 is
38. I was
going to
say 56, too.
Son of a gun, you don't even know who she is.
No.
I'm sure you've seen her. She's a tall black woman. She was in Congress, and has a very beautiful way of speaking, extremely bright.
I've heard of her, but I've never seen her.
Trisha Nixon Cox, of course, the daughter... of you-know-who, Trisha Nixon Cox, Ricky Dick. Let's see what I can tell you about her. She's the eldest daughter of President and Mrs. Nixon, born in Linda, California. I don't swear to identify her, or give you a better honing in on her age.
Bill, what do you say? She's probably 35 today.
Probably 35 today.
Tony says the oldest daughter?
You said? I said the, yes, I think as a matter of fact, I said the eldest daughter.
The eldest.
No, I think it was just some fancy way of saying that for the writer of this book.
She's what, about 105? He's 80.
He just did turn 80, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Not long ago.
January
41.
41. Okay, and what do you think, Sandra?
I'd say 43.
43. Okay, what do you think, Steve? What about her liver spots?
Well, she was married in the White House, wasn't she? I think she was, so I'd say about 42.
42. Okay, and Mike?
Hello, 45.
45, and what do you say, Bob?
51.
51, okay. Mike? That's pretty good.
Who's the one? What's their sister's name? The one that married Eisenhower?
I have no idea. She married David Eisenhower, did
right.
she not? Yeah. The grandson of the former president and general. I don't know. I don't remember.
Julie
Eisenhower. That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right. You're right. Nina Simone. You know Nina Simone?
Oh.
Fine vocalist. I didn't know she was born. Eunice Kathleen Wayman. I don't know where she got the name Nina Simone. That's the only name I've known her by. She was a pianist a few years ago, 1959. She had a hit record called I Love You, Porgy, from the film and the show The Porgy and Bess. She's a jazz singer. She's appeared in Boston a few times. When they did the all-night jazz show back in, this will give you a clue also, in the late 50s and 60s, which is when she did I Love You, Porgy. I used to play her records quite a lot. I thought she was quite good. And so let me start with you, Steve. How old do you think she is?
69.
69, okay. And Sandra?
61.
61. And what do you think, Tony?
73.
73.
3. Your mission is just as imprecise. It's just a pleasure to hear you.
That's what I can tell me.
Too bad.
You just find the cards out of the way.
Right on. Bob, what do you think?
66. I'm sorry? 66.
66. That's the root. Oh, jeez. Bill Wilson, what do you think?
Here you go, Tony. 66.
Fantastic. Okay, and Mike?
Going
60. 60 is exactly right.
Oh, wow.
Right on the button. She's 60 years older than youngster. Yeah, well, Sam Cassandra was the closest up to that point. She's at 61.
Oh,
yeah. Pine Daly. I just saw her in,
Gypsy Rose Lee's mother. She was also, of course, Cagney and Lacey. She was Lacey. Mary Beth Lacey. Received a number of awards on that great show. Time Daly, anyway, she was born February 21st. Tony, what do you say? How old do you think she is?
50... 49.
Yeah.
Okay, 49. And, Mike?
I'll go with the limit, 55.
Get that humor there, folks?
Yep. Yeah. Ryebald, I believe, was the term.
That was
I said I wasn't going to use that.
That was a classic example of ribald humor, though.
It was.
Oh, a perfect example. You look up in any comedy.
And touch him.
What do you think?
The show needs a comedy blueprint.
Well, that's how I devise my jokes. Stuff like that. Uh-huh. And I'm glad I said that, boy. Bill, what do you say?
51.
51, says Bill. And Steve?
46.
46. And Sandra?
45.
Sandra says 45. Okay. The actual age probably is 46. See, Sandra's been very, very close right along. Steve, however, said 46.
See, Sandra, I told you, wasn't I?
I worked there on that performing.
You wouldn't know anybody, and you do, and you still don't see.
Yeah.
No, she's been, yes, Sandra's come very good. A lot closer than I am. What is that, Sandra?
I'm half asleep.
Oh, we're totally asleep, so you've got the edge on us.
Oh,
yes. How about Lou McClanahan, who is on the Golden Girls? She's the, she's Blanche. She's the young sex, not young, but she's the sexy one, you know, or I think she is.
The sexual one.
The sexual one, I think that's a better way to put it. Also, she was on Maud, and she was in a soap opera called Another World for a while. She plays Blanche, an art gallery assistant. Anyway, that's Rue McClanahan. I think you know who that is. And we'll start with Tony. Did we start with you last time?
Yes, she did.
Okay, we'll start then with Mike.
57?
57, says Mike. Okay, and Bob, what do you say?
58.
58. Okay, Sandra?
56.
53. And Steve?
59.
What do you say, Bill?
58.
And Tony?
59.
59, okay. She's 57. That's what Mike said. So let's see.
The scoring update
is as follows, ladies and gentlemen. Mike has 3 correct answers, and he leads. And with one apiece, Bob, Steve, and Bill. And so far, Sandra and Tony are just out there chilling.
Company, I don't care.
Yeah.
Hello. Alan Trammell. You know that name? He's a big baseball player with the Detroit Tigers. Alan Trammell. I think he's an infielder, isn't he? Alan Trammell, what do you say, Bob? How old do you think he is?
34.
And Mike?
37.
37, says Mike. And Steve?
30.
What do you say, Sandra?
40.
And Tony? 30. Five. He's over there. Let's see. That means that Bill...
He's the host. He can say whatever he wants.
That's right, too, because I'm the big shot. He signs the checks each week. That's right. Do I?
That extra check. Yeah.
Okay, Mike.
He's a kept man.
Well, who's ahead, Mike?
Mike, yes. Mike has
okay,
three.
I can change my name
to Mike. You saw that, so cute.
Michelle.
Michelle.
Okay. This is from your camera.
That sounded like a woman, didn't it? That scared me. Okay, Christopher Atkins, from Rye, New York, never acted before appearing with Brooke Shields.
For the Hormone section.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now, is there any kind of guidelines that they want for a first-time buyer that they should do? Like I said, they're just in the process.
You can picture Christopher Atkins. We can get a rough idea of the age. Let's start with you, Bill.
I'm going to say he's 30 today.
30 today. Okay. And Tony?
31.
And what do you say, Sandra?
29.
Okay. Steve?
32.
Steve says 32. And Mike says?
35.
35. And Bob?
I'll go with Steve and say 32.
32. Okay, that was a wise choice.
Because
he is 32.
Wow.
That means we have a tie. Oh, this is really just getting to be a humdinger.
And where did that term come from?
Humdinger came from,
Dick the Bookworm on that, why you say it.
Yeah, no, it's a man who, there was a man in Derby County, Texas, who used to hum a lot.
Yeah?
And his name was Sam Dinger.
Mm-hmm. Came east
and opened an automobile agency.
Sure, Dinger done it.
Yeah, that's right.
So it beat the ding hummer. Oh, boy.
There
we go.
Oh, boy, we're hitting rock bottom.
Oh, we really? Still got another 10 or 15 minutes to go.
Okay, Bob. Bob has three correct answers, same as Mike.
Yeah, no, it's Sandra.
Yeah, I'm Mike.
Okay. Now, Mike and Bob are tied with three apiece.
Oh, good.
Steve has two.
Don't be Mike, Sandra. You're going to leave me all alone.
And Bill has two. And Tony and Sandra are just kind of sitting there looking at each other's eyes.
Dreamy-like.
Kind of dreamy and soft. And
sitting on our goose egg.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's Jerry Harrison.
Oh.
With the Talking Heads. A city-based new wave quartet, the biggest hit, burning down the house in 1983. And they were in risky business. Or they did risky business for the Tom Cruise movie on the soundtrack.
Who is it?
His name is Jerry Harrison, keyboard guitarist with the Talking Heads. That's kind of tough, isn't it? I thought a rock performer would be somebody you would know. But obviously,
we've all seen him before in videos.
Okay. So I'm going to start with you, Sandra. What do you say?
41.
Sandra says 41. Okay. And Mike?
Can you hold on while I find my socks and hats book? I'd say about 35.
About 35. Okay. And Tony?
No, about 43.
About 43. Okay, Sandra? No, I'm sorry. You already told me 41. Steve?
I'd say about 34.
30 fella. Okay.
Sure, make fun of my accent. I'm real nice.
You have no.
I remember calling this show.
I never noticed you had an accent at all, Steve. People always accuse me of having some kind of accent, but they all talk funny to me, you see. Sure. Oh, sure. Bob?
I'd say, 36.
36, okay.
I stayed up late to be ridiculed.
Oh, really?
Paul Jr., you don't have to pay the phone bill from New York.
But don't your feet feel silky smooth?
He's got a rash under his arm. What do you say? How old is Jerry Harrison this very day, the 21st?
I'm going to stick with Tony on this one. 43.
43. Okay. That was a wise choice.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah, he's 44.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
Sorry, Sandra.
So Tony and Bill, Tony breaks into the scoring column.
and leave Sandra behind. So we now have a tie.
Bill
and Mike.
And Bob.
And Bob, yeah, we have a three-way tie. Okay, let me see. I'm kind of run out of names here.
Are you guys on the same
line? Oh, really?
Are you guys in the same house?
Yeah, right.
Nick, you're turning out to be a real sorehead, aren't you, fella? Let me see. I'll pick out a birthday from sometime next week, man. Okay.
Or a date, Eddie.
Oh, a date. date may be good. That's right. I'll ask you, I'll give you an event, and you tell me what year it happened. All right, let me find something. Okay. Edwin H. Land, the inventor of the Land Polaroid camera, that's right, demonstrated his Polaroid camera, which used self-developing film, of course, produced a black-and-white photograph in 60 seconds. Do you have any idea what year that was? No, could you tell us? Yes, I could, as soon as you take guess. See, that, you know, I'm so smooth, I never get trapped into stuff. It's so sharp.
Okay, well, you pick the three with tie first. Bob, what year did this?
1943.
Okay, and what do you say, Mike?
1923.
And, Bill?
1892.
Okay. That was the same year that Sidney Finkelstein went over Niagara Falls in a canvas beach chair. And he took a picture of it, too. Yeah.
That's just so darn nice.
That was a ribald bit of humor, I just did.
Yeah.
That's the kind of ribald that means nobody laughs at it.
Yeah.
Steve, what do you think?
1933.
1933. And Sandra? 1902.
We spend about a century now, haven't we?
I know.
We've gone from 1892 to 1943. I was close. Okay, Tony, what do you say?
Also, we can spend a century in 1992, but not all
said. 1939. Okay, the actual year that Edwin Land demonstrated his Polaroid Land camera.
1947.
Well, the boy is that Bob wins that one and wins the entire game. He said 43.
Yeah, wow. And was it close?
Oh, wow. Son of a gun. Bob, you win a tasteless, worthless, nothing prize.
Great.
Yeah,
That's great.
It's sent by cheap mail also, so it takes a while even to get to your house.
What about 4 months?
Pardon me?
What about 4 months?
No, actually, I don't know.
I said it half class, not 30.
So you'll get something. The thing is, see, I'm overcoming this deadly disease I have. It's this touch of influenza. And so what I'm going to do is go home quick.
That sounds so serious when you say the whole word.
Influenza is a terrible... We used to call it the grip when I was a kid. Then they called it the...
Well, they called it the grip when I was a kid, too.
Did they?
And that was in the 60s.
Well, so it's called a grip up to fairly recently.
Yeah.
And then they called it the virus, I think, for a while. That was a fancy word for it. Now it's the flu.
Or the bug.
Yeah.
The bug would be one. You know, they break it down to various kinds of flus.
The foreign, the monkey.
The monkey flu.
Yeah.
The
old monkey flu.
Monkey flu, yeah. Probably platypus flu.
The Australian strain of platypus.
At least it's a land mammal.
Okay, Tony Nesbitt. We'll take your name and address, and then we'll go into the worthless and tasteless gift shop here. Something from a remainder table that nobody wanted.
Nobody wanted it.
Yeah. And you'll find that we send the full instructions. That if you're not completely satisfied with the gift, don't send it back, because we have no use for it either.
We don't keep the receipts.
Right.
So we can't bring them back.
The only reason we give up is
it's tax deductible. The IRS never asks whether it's worth
it. Right.
Well, someone actually, we sent something out one time, and she sold it to a shop, and got, I think she made $4.
I know, we sent her some paper bag books, yeah. And she sold them for $2 a piece.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, which was more than it cost us.
I love the way you nailed Bob.
wobbles.
Oh, wow.
There's a 90s lady.
Bonding. I love that bonding.
She's just, she didn't score, that's all.
Oh.
But
the band is still here. We got,
be careful, guys.
Okay. I know.
My boss is on the way, but I'll be
Hey, Norm. Norm.
Yes.
We're all hoping you're back to normal soon.
Oh, that'll never happen. If you mean you hope I get rid of this flu soon,
yeah.
I can promise you that'll happen. But back to normal is, I don't know.
Can I say hello to somebody?
Sure.
Want to say hello to Doug? Welcome to Doug. Welcome to have your account.
Hey, Doug. Just don't work so hard, okay?
I hate people who play up to their boss like that.
Yeah. Goof off just a little bit, okay, fella? So we can identify. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for playing the game with us.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Take care. And take care also, Steve, up there in the Orchard Pass.
Tom, can I just tell you one thing?
Sure.
I'm a friend to listen to your show here. And he heard your story about how you're not liking your name, Norman, because of the fact that your father pronounced it Norman.
That's correct.
And he says the correct way to pronounce that name would be Norman. Not Norman, as you say, would be the correct way.
Oh, Norman, that's correct, yes.
Not Norman, as you say it, or Norman, as your father would
say. My father would say Norman. Norman.
But he's making fun of your accent while you're making fun of your father's, so
you have an accent too. I have an accent?
Yeah, you
have a most definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know how hard I worked at the school many years ago to get rid of my New England accent, but I still have one.
At the Victor Best School of Broadcasting.
No, it was the Sidney Gorelitz School of Broadcasting. What? No, it was the Leland Powers School of... It was called Radio and the Theater. It was before television, and they didn't have that. Meantime, the school has gone out of business anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
You were the last graduating student.
Only last week.
As a matter of fact, I never did.
I hit the dean's list, you know.
Yeah. Well, I flunked a speaking English. That was the only bad course I had. I didn't do too well in ad-libbing either. But in keeping a neat notebook of vowels, I was very good on that.
Hey, we finished the game pretty early, huh?
Yeah, we had. That's where we're starting. You might
call me
sweet dreams to Joe. And I'd like to tell you guys I had fun.
Okay, now Joey's your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, does he live up there on your way?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Do you think he's awake then? Did you call him to say you were going to be on?
Yeah, he should be awake. He usually listens.
Joe. Hey, Joe.
Joe, you have a wonderful lady, and these guys are all hungering for her. So I'd be careful if I were you.
Crazy. Hey, guys, just very wrap my chin here.
Okay, Sandra, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, thanks. Good night.
Good night, man. Good night to you, Steve. Thank you. Thanks a million. Take care. You hang in there. Bill, you don't have to hang in there.
nice to have you with us. Hey, you guys, I'll see you next week. I hope you both feel better.
Thank you.
I hope so, too. God, it's terrible. Oh, sickness.
It's been very good, though.